The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, I do my best to be objective and balanced in the news that I report to you. And I am pretty brutal on the liberal left denominations. The mainline Protestant denominations that have been showing a decline in every measurable area. Attendance, finances, membership, number of churches, anything that is measurable. Every mainline Protestant denomination in America has been showing a decline. All of them for at least 40 years, some of them for as long as 60 years. I mean, every year, without exception. If you don't believe me, check it out. Do a search of the ELCA, Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, membership trends. Just look at it. The PCUSA, Presbyterian Church of America. Even the United Methodist Church, which is the most conservative, and they're no longer really conservative, but they're, you know, or the Episcopal Church, or the United Church of Christ, or any of those. And you will see that they have shown a decline every single year without a single exception for at least 40 years, some of them even more. On the other hand, the more conservative evangelical denominations and conventions have either stayed steady or shown growth until recently. Here is a headline that causes me great concern and great sorrow. Southern Baptist Church attendance hits 30-year low. Here's the story. While there has been an unexpected resurgence in giving, the Southern Baptists are hemorrhaging church members, culminating in a 30-year low attendance numbers. According to the denomination's annual church profile, membership tumbled down to 14.8 million in 2018, which is the first time it has dipped below 15 million since 1989. Though the overall giving elevated to a healthy $11.8 billion, the SBC is rightly concerned by the latest figures, which indicates a sizable exodus of members. Quote, facts are our friends even when the facts themselves are unfriendly, tweeted Southwest Baptist Theological Seminary President Adam Greenway. Quote, heartbreaking to see the declines. We must do better as Southern Baptists. God help us. The current president of the denomination, J.D. Greer, said, quote, like many, I am discouraged to see 7,000 less baptisms this year. And by the way, the Southern Baptists for many, many years have been far less concerned about actual attendance than baptisms, because the number of baptisms indicates the health of the denomination. You can, you know, you can bring warm bodies from this church, that church, this denomination, from that denomination. But unless you are seeing new believers in Christ coming to Christ and being baptized, your denomination is not really healthy. Quote, for the past decade or so, the number of people baptized in the Southern Baptist denomination has been falling, down to 246,000 baptisms a year. Now, that's still a quarter of a million baptisms, 246,000, but that is a decline from previous years and is a source of concern. Now, the article does not go into the whys. Okay, why is this happening? And this is a source of very intense debate within the denomination. Let me just give you my ideas, and that's all they are. This is my opinion and my opinion only. I am going into editorial mode, and please take what I'm about to say purely as my opinion and my opinion alone. For the past several years, the Southern Baptists have been battling over Calvinism. Now, back in the 60s, they fought the battle of modernism and compromise. Most of the seminaries had been taken over by the modernists and by the liberals and had destroyed the seminaries. W.A. Criswell, Paige Patterson, Bailey Smith, Judge Pressler, Jerry Vines, some of the great old warriors of the Southern Baptist Convention basically declared war on the modernists, and they won. And as a result, there was a huge resurgence in the Southern Baptist Convention, and there was very, very little theological disagreement within the denomination. Late 60s, early 70s, through the 80s, and even into the 90s. Very little difference theologically within the denomination. In the past few years, there has risen quite a controversy over Calvinism. And I think it's been very harmful to the denomination. And you have all different kinds of Calvinists. You have the hyper-Calvinists that are even more than the five pointers. They don't believe in evangelism at all. The hyper-Calvinist thinks evangelism is ridiculous. It's foolish. It's ludicrous because if people are the elect, they're going to be saved anyway, no matter what anybody does or does not do. And if they're not part of the elect, they couldn't get saved anyway, even if they wanted to. And so why evangelize? Now, that's the hyper-Calvinist. Now, before I go any further, I want you to know, some of the most evangelistic people I have known through the years have been Calvinists, and even five-point Calvinists, but they believed in evangelism. They were following in the footsteps of C.H. Spurgeon. C.H. Spurgeon, Baptist of the mid-1800s in London, England, was a five-point Calvinist. He was, but he was a great evangelist. And I remember, well, I don't remember, I read one time that someone came up to C.H. Spurgeon and said, "Mr. Spurgeon, you are quite an evangelist. You are giving the gospel. You are constantly giving an opportunity for people to come to Christ. You are giving public invitations for people to come to Christ. As a Calvinist, why are you so evangelistic?" Well, the reason, again, some Calvinists believe if they're part of the elect, people are going to get saved anyway, so we don't need to evangelize them. C.H. Spurgeon turned to this person and said, "The Bible tells me that I am to give the gospel to everyone. We are to go into all the world. We are to preach the gospel to every creature on planet Earth. And so I am obeying the Great Commission. And if I get to heaven and find out that I have won to Christ some that were not the elect, I believe God will forgive me." Now, he said that obviously tongue-in-cheek, but he was an evangelist, and yet he was a Calvinist. Dr. Al Mohler down at Southern Seminary is a five-point Calvinist, but he deeply believes in evangelism. But there are Calvinists within the Southern Baptist Convention that have destroyed the efforts for evangelism, and some, I wouldn't say radical, but pretty extreme Calvinists have found their way even into some of the upper leadership positions in the convention as well. And I think that has harmed the evangelistic outreach. Now, that's just one reason why I think that the Southern Baptist Convention has shown a decline in baptisms. I don't think there has been the emphasis on evangelism, soul winning, and baptism possibly that we have seen in the past. And there has been quite a battle behind the scenes. at the convention. They put on a good face. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but they put on a good face. But behind the scenes, there are some significant battles between the Calvinists and the non-Calvinists. And in some ways, the Southern Baptist Convention is fighting for their life. I hope that they unite. There's probably no religious entity in the United States that has done more good in the last 50 years than the Southern Baptist Convention. Nobody. I don't think any religious organization in America has done more good for the kingdom of Christ than the Southern Baptist Convention. They need to address this problem, a 30-year low in attendance. That's a significant problem, and it is something that needs to be addressed, and possible some very, very serious changes need to be made in the emphasis in the convention as a whole. If you are a member of a Southern Baptist church that still stresses evangelism and baptisms, thank God for it. I do, because I am a member of one of those churches that stresses salvation, evangelism, and baptism. And it is one of the Southern Baptist churches that is growing. So anyway, that is the truth. 30-year low in attendance in the Southern Baptist Convention. Every Southern Baptist pastor, every Southern Baptist leader should be deeply concerned by that and deal with it. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Do you remember back during the Obama administration that if you opposed anything in the Obama administration, it was because you were a racist, it was because of Obama's race, and you were discriminating, and you were a bigot because, you know, the only reason anybody could ever oppose anything Barack Obama did was because of race. Of course, as we learn more about the effects of the 8 years of the Obama administration, we're learning more and more and more what a horrible failure so much of the administration was. For instance, Common Core. Remember Common Core? This was one of the premier programs of the Obama administration. Common Core was going to fundamentally transform. I intentionally use that phrase. It was going to fundamentally transform the American academic system. Common Core. And the Obama administration funded a group to gauge the progress, to score the progress. And it was called the Center on Standards, Alignment, Instruction, and Learning. It was known as CSAIL, S-A-I-L. Again, the Center on Standards, Alignment, Instruction, and Learning. This was a group funded by the Obama administration, by the federal government, to keep an eye on the progress of the Common Core curriculum. And you may remember that the Obama administration, under the education secretary at the time, there was enormous pressure on public schools across America to adopt Common Core. And we were told Oh, my goodness, this is going to be wonderful. It's going to be great. It is going to transform the American educational system. And finally, we would be catching up with other countries around the world. Well, those same people, the Center on Standards Alignment Instruction and Learning, are still there, still being funded by the federal government, and they have just released their latest report. It didn't work. Quote, this is just part of the report. Now, again, this is from the federally funded organization established by the Obama administration to follow the progress of Common Core. Well, 7 years after the adoption of these curriculum standards, here is the latest report, and I quote, contrary to our expectations, we found that Common Core had significant negative effects on fourth graders' reading achievement during the 7 years after the adoption of the new standards, and had a significant negative effect on eighth graders' math achievement 7 years after adoption, based on analysis of NAEP composite scores, said the Center on Standards Alignment Instruction and Learning. Quote, the size of these negative effects was generally small. Quote, the study not only found lower student achievement since Common Core, but also performed data analysis suggesting students would have been better if Common Core had never existed. The achievement declines also grew worse over time, study co-author Mingli Song told Chalkbeat, an education news website. She said, this is troubling. Quote, Common Core's 600 pages of K-12 curriculum and testing mandates that nearly every state switched to between 2010 and 2013 under heavy federal pressure. President Obama, his education secretary Arne Duncan, and private financier Bill Gates promised the nation that overhauling what students learn and how it is measured would lead to student achievement gains. I don't have time to go into it, but I am looking at several pages of graphs indicating how students in America fared under Common Core and how they would have fared had Common Core never been initiated. In almost every category, students would have been better off without Common Core.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.